Yeah, it's me. May I come in? Thanks. Yeah, I understand you're surprised to see me. Can I sit down before I explain? My feet are killing me. Walking this far with high heels was not the plan I had for tonight. Great. Thanks. God, it feels really nice to have those shoes off. You're lucky you're a man. You don't have to suffer like this. Oh, nice couch. Really comfy. I should be asking you why you aren't at prom, but I think I have a good guess. Yeah, when after about an hour I still hadn't seen you, I started asking around. I found some of your friends. Well, classmates at least. And I asked if they knew anything about when that jackass, fuck, what's his name? I honestly don't even know his name. The big football dude in your class who's always fucking with you. Anyway, he heard me asking and started going off about how he had told you a bunch of nasty things. No date, no one wanted to be with you, and that you're. You know what? You don't need to hear it. But you will want to hear what happens next. After he said all his bullshit, he acted all high and mighty. I think he honestly believed that he was cool and tough for picking on you. That didn't last long. Everyone was silent for like 10 seconds after he was done talking. And then all of a sudden, his date threw her drink on him. No, I'm not kidding. Right in his face. Then she just walked away. He was so shocked. God, it was just like in the movies. And honestly, if she hadn't done it, I would have. I was furious. Everyone around was too. He started an argument. He tried to defend himself, and then he made everyone, I mean everyone, realize what a dick he was. Yeah, finally. I guess people knew he was a jerk and all, but now it finally dawned on everyone how bad it was. I was told he left a while after that. I didn't stick around. I left as soon as date threw a drink on him. I was told the rest through text on my way here. Why? Well, because I wanted to see you. No, don't worry about it. I didn't care much for the prom anyways. I didn't walk out on my date. I didn't have one to begin with. Well, because the right person didn't ask me, I guess. You're right. I should have asked him. I thought we'd meet up there though, but that didn't really go as planned. You think you know who I'm talking about? Yeah? Who? Oh my god, no way. You're so oblivious. Anyway, what do you want to do? You have me here for tonight. Yep. I'll stay until you kick my ass out. Real talk for a sec, okay? Let me scoot over to you. Give me your hand. Because I want you to know I'm here. Now listen, we haven't known each other for very long, but I have learned a lot about you the last few months. You're sweet, you're funny, most importantly, you're just a nice person to be around. You lift other people up. I've seen how you've always wanted to make people happy. Sometimes to a fault. You forget about yourself. You help everyone else with their problems, but you never ask for help with your own. I've seen it weigh down upon you a lot recently, and tonight, I finally realized why. I'm upset with myself. I didn't notice it earlier. Thinking back, it all makes perfect sense. How you would get silent whenever he's around. When he messed with you just accepted it and acted like it was a joke. No one understood the seriousness of it. Most of it was online, though, wasn't it? He mentioned how he had been a dick to you, like it would be something people would applaud him for. Fucking idiot. I'm getting mad just thinking about it. You know, it's okay to ask for help. I understand the whole talk to teacher stuff isn't exactly the first thing you want to do. But you can at least talk to a friend. Someone who cares for you and wants what's good for you. I want to be that person. And tonight, I will stay by your side until you don't want me anymore. You don't have to hold anything back. You can get mad. You can cry. It's okay. Or if you want to just forget about it, that's fine too. We can put on a movie on Netflix and just chill together. Netflix and chill then, yeah? Yeah, I know. I'm pretty funny. Just chill? Absolutely. We can just chat. It's about time we spent some real time together. But let's get comfy. Here, lie down and rest your head on my lap. I'll play with your hair, but if you want me to. Yes, really. I mean, only if you want to. I wouldn't mind if you said no. You'd like that? Great. And here's your pillow. Comfy? I can see you think it's embarrassing, and that is adorable. Oh, you're blushing. Let me run my hand through your hair, and I'm sure you'll feel relaxed soon. Wow, it's really soft, actually. Most guys I know don't even bother with conditioner. But you really take care of your hair, don't you? I don't think you need to trim it at all. I like your haircut. You like my hairdo, too?
Thank you. I did try my best to fix it for prom.
No one said anything about it over there, though. So I really appreciate you saying that. You're so sweet. You're pretty cute, too. You prefer to be handsome?
Too bad. You're a sweetie. And a cutie.
Oh, come on. Don't cover your face like that. I want to see your smile. Is it really that embarrassing? I don't blush when you compliment me. Not that you would know since you're covering your eyes. You realize it just makes me want to tease you even more when you do that, right? You don't see what I'm doing with my hands right now. Maybe you're about to get tickled. Now that you've finally got your pretty face free. But why won't you look at me? Oh, okay, now I'm blushing. Yeah, I'd probably react the same way if I had someone's breasts in my face. I don't mind you looking, though. Well, for starters, I wore this dress to get the attention from you. You guys at prom. Are you really asking me if there was anyone specific I wanted to look good for? God, you're more tense than usual today, aren't you? Wow, I do actually have to do this. Fine, close your eyes. Just do it, okay?
What do you mean, what was that? It was a kiss, I kissed you.
What do you think it means?
Yes, finally, I like you.
I like you a lot. Please say something. You want another kiss? Alrighty then. Thank you. It makes me very happy to hear you say that. How come I'm the one blushing now and not you? Can I lay down with you so we can snuggle a bit? Yes, I'd like that a lot. Just lie down. I'll lie next to you. Like this. My head on your chest.
You're very comfy.
I'm so happy I finally told you how I felt. I've wanted to do it for a long time, but never had the courage to. No, I do not regret leaving prom for this. This is very nice. Oh, There's so much I like about you. I can't possibly explain all of it.
Well, like I said, you're a sweetie and a cutie. That is important. But you're also so kind and compassionate. And you're reliable. I know that if I told you I was feeling sad, you would do everything in your power to make me happy again. And I love that about you. How are you feeling about tonight? Are you happy now?
I guess that's a yes.
God, I suddenly got really tired. You're just a great pillow.
You too? Did you catch my yawn?
It is pretty late already. Maybe we can fall asleep like this?
I'd like that.
If you don't mind me staying.
I'm glad.
I want to wake up next to you as well.
Good night, sweetie.